we will be holding a reunion dinner tonight with around 90 people coming along, which will include alumni, previous staff, some friends of the Jabal Centre as well. And we're hoping there to have a bit of a chat about how the alumni might work more closely with the ANU and the Jabal Centre in the future. So I guess it'll be an evolving project. But, you know, what we anticipate that they'll be able to give back to the ANU is, you know, maybe some people to offer some mentors. They might be able to, you know, be role models to some of our upcoming students. They might be able to offer some connections into some communities as well.
How many Indigenous students are there at the ANU?
100 Indigenous students current doing undergraduate and postgraduate degrees. For undergraduate students, we have an alternative entry program. So for students that don't receive a UAI score or mature age students that want to come back to uni, we have an entry program for them. But in relation to current students, we offer a whole range of support systems through the Jabal Centre, including the Indigenous Tutorial Assistance Scheme.
Why do you think that this alumni network and that kind of support is important?
Traditionally, universities haven't been places that a lot of Indigenous people have felt welcome or been able to pursue higher education. You know, initially, I guess, you know, getting more Indigenous students into universities is going to make a difference to the culture of a university environment, but also, you know, some longer-term effects of having some expert graduates in their field out in community, which we did actually see this morning celebrated. We had a small group of archaeology graduates from around 15 years ago all come back together and were talking about how they'd been out in communities, predominantly in the southeastern part of Australia, been out working together as practising archaeologists, which is pretty exciting.
How will this alumni network contribute to reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians?
The fact that we're celebrating the achievements is a long way towards a reconciliation process. Having, you know, the Indigenous students who have graduated and gone out to be successful, having their achievements recognised is a part of it, and bringing them back in and working towards increasing numbers of students, increasing numbers of staff, and I guess building the profile of the ANU as being, you know, a place where Indigenous students are welcome and Indigenous people can choose to work here.